Spend the Day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe, the abode of highest peace. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, at the service of Sai. Today is 8th of January, 2015, and the time right now in our studio is 12 o'clock in the afternoon Indian Standard Time. Well, the weather here at Prashant Nilayam is quite cool and pleasant. You are tuned to Radio Sai Asia stream, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, dear listeners, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble, loving, prayerful, grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today, as part of the segment Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mrs. Punita Patel, the president of the Sai Center at Ottawa, Canada. In conversation with her is Radio Sai's Karuna Munchi, and in this conversation, Mrs. Punita Patel will be talking to us about a unique Seva project that they have started in Ottawa on 24th of April in the year 2014, that is We Care, We Share. In this project, Swami's devotees all over Ottawa, Canada, will prepare food with much love and care, and in a van, they will go around the place and will distribute the food to the much needy and unfortunate.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome to a special conversation for our series, Service in the Name of Sai. My guest today is Ms. Punita Patel, who is the president of the Ottawa Sai Center in Canada. Professionally, Punita Patel is the Director of Total Quality Management in a multinational firm, and she's also the recipient of a leading women's award in the National Capital of Canada. Sairam, Punita.
Sairam, sister.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you very much. Pleasure here.
It's very nice to have you here because we always try to capture the various unique Seva projects that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has inspired around the globe. And I understand in Ottawa you have begun an initiative called We Care, We Share. What can you tell us about it?
We Care, We Share, as Swami always says, Manav Seva, Madhav Seva.
Service to man is service to God.
Service to God. Basically, we are serving that message from Swami itself, including the message of love all, serve all, serving the less fortunates in Ottawa with the basic needs of food supplies in downtown area where they are not able to get the food twice a day. So we serve them with the energized food prepared in our center.
When you say a needy in downtown Ottawa, it sounds very confusing to us because one would think in a wealthy nation with such a high per capita income and GDP such as Canada, there would not be people who go without food or don't have access to a social net to fall back on.
It is confusing, and if we try to understand and if we see in depth more, these are the needy peoples who are not capable of working, and also the government services are limited where they rely on a service-based organization to serve them. So they're not able to work themselves. Either they have challenges within themselves, which we cannot disclose it, but they are challenged, less fortunate. So basically we serve them, and also the government relies on us on serving the needy people over there in downtown area.
When you say you serve them energized food, what do you mean?
Energized food, as Swami always says, when we prepare the pure vegetarian food in our center, we chant Vedic chanting. We pray that this food, when this is partaken by the recipient, not only, changes their mind, but they also focusing in their own purpose to get a better person. So it's transformation of first of all, the person who is preparing the food, serving others, and then for the recipient, the one who is taking the food is also transformation within themselves. As Swami says that, you know, the energized food, food is also a major part of our transformation.
And this purity affects us in more ways. It's not just the nutrition that we get.
That is correct.
And the physical energy. Now you speak of transformation of the recipients of the food. How about the transformation of those who are involved in the seva?
Yes, that is the first point that Swami had mentioned, that first transform yourself. And doing service, servicing others, you transform yourself, and then the transformation is changed to the recipient. So first you transform yourself. When you serve others, the unity within the devotees who are preparing the food while they are chanting, so their own transformation is occurring without even having their knowledge. So they are a better person. Every time that they serve, they are a better person for tomorrow. First of all, we see God in everyone. So we see Sai in everyone. So it's not only serving yourself, but we are serving God in others. So this is what we transform into.
So what can you tell us? How do you begin this? Is it a weekly service?
It is a monthly service. However, 5-day service we extend during the Aradhana day and also during Swami's birthday. So the last day would be the 23rd of November, and from that we calculate the 5 days before and we serve continuously for 5 days. Similarly for Aradhana day, the 24th April would be the last, and we calculate the 5 days before and we serve the needy in the downtown area. The pure vegetarian food is prepared in our center with Vedic chanting and with the prayers.
Now, when you talk of preparing this food, how does the process begin?
If I can explain you how the service works in our center.
Yes, please.
Is once a month we have the service and all the devotees are involved in that. And there are families who would participate for that month of service. We involve them for the transformation to happen. So they are the ones who would purchase the food, who would bring it, who would prepare it. So we have a team of about 15 people per month. So who would, 3 families or 4 families, they will purchase the food. They will help cutting them, cleaning them, preparation under the guidance of our service coordinator. That's how the food is prepared.
What's your typical menu like?
Basically, we rely on vegetarian Western type of meal so that they can eat. So it's vegetarian chili, pasta, vegetable rice, noodles, that type of typical food we serve in.
And how do you go about serving it? Where do you find them? How do you reach them?
Yes, actually, if I can go back to the food service that we were doing from last 25 years, there are 2 missions that are happening in Ottawa, which is the Shepherds of Good Hope and Missions of Ottawa. So both of them, they have this less fortunate residents who live there. And this services, Shepherds of Good Hope and the missions, where we go, and we used to serve food, prepare the food in their area, and we used to serve them. To extend Swami's message outside this kitchen area in Shepherd's, what we did is from last year, we purchased the van. We decorated the van with Swami's message of Laval, Sarval, Sarvadharma, so that it can, the message, not only the food, but the message is also extended to the general community in Ottawa. So we take this van, we prepare, currently from last year, we prepare the food in our center, we pack them, and we put them in the van along with the accessories, you know, plates and everything, and we take the van with the serving. We need approximately 4 devotees to help us in the serving in the downtown area. So we park. We have to take the permission from the Shepherds of Good Hope and the missions whether we can park the car, this particular we share van in their premises, outside their premises. During that serving, Shepherds of Good Hope and the mission will not prepare their food in their kitchens. They will rely on services like us from the community to serve the needy people. So we park the car outside so that the message is seen, and the general community from Ottawa can also see the message as well and extend the service. It can be taken to another extent if the general community want to involve in serving the less fortunate. That's how we serve.
What's a typical response from a recipient? Have you sometimes noticed anything that stood out?
Extremely well. They wait for our vegetarian food that we prepare. And they come for 2 servings, 3 servings, 4 servings. And the love that we give to them while serving, that makes them more happy. It's not about the, you know, food itself, but it's the love that we extend, the smiling face, whatever Swami has taught us, how to serve ourselves, how to serve others, seeing yourself in others' position, that really takes the message away. So not necessarily for the food they would come for the second serving or third serving. They would come up to us and they would want to see our nice smiling face, nice good morning, have a nice day, just loving words that we can share, and they look forward for this particular love that we extend to them along with the food. So even if they don't want to eat more, they would come and they would wait for us to say, to share the love. So that's what is making them happy apart from the food service.
You know, what you say is very pertinent. It reminds me of Mother Teresa's statement when she was conferred an honorary doctorate by the Harvard University. In her speech, she said that a lot of people ask her, where is the need for the Sisters of Charity to operate in a rich and wealthy country like America, where there is no poverty? She said, do not be mistaken. There is deep poverty in America, not only financial, but also poverty of love.
That is so true.
That poverty, my sisters who serve with love, they try to bridge that gap for them.
That is so true. And they look forward for the loving smile, not only for the food services. They want more of us to go. Instead of once a month, they want us to do more. And what the food service has done is it has built a community together in Ottawa, national capital. The population is around 900,000, and we have a community who is available. And what the Sai service has done is extend the service, what Swami has taught, to other community. And right now, apart from Sai center services itself, we have another few communities who have come together, and they have built this serving project to serve the Shepherds of Good Hope. So we have about 200 volunteers apart from Sai Center volunteers, and they continuously serve the Shepherds of Good Hope, not just for the food, it's for the love also. So the extension of Swami's message is something that it's seen in Ottawa around the community.
Do people, whether it's the staff at Shepherd of Good Hope or the recipients of your generosity, do they ever ask you where you're coming from, who's behind all this?
Yes, the Shepherds of Good Hope, they know. And from Sai Center, initially, 25 years back, they started this food service, helping that. So the communities who used to join us have become a big volunteering group itself to serve, and they know the origin is coming from the Sai Center. And, you know, when we serve, we forget the name. We forget the origin. It's the extension of love that Swami has said, that just simple and profound message of love all, serve all. So the message that has been passed on to the rest of the communities and for the less fortunate, not only in the food, but there are other services we also do for the hospitals, for the women shelters. It's growing profoundly.
That's wonderful. Any plans going forward?
Yes, we want to extend this We Care, We Share service to our Sai brothers and sisters across Ontario region. So we will be reaching out them soon.
What do you mean by Sai brothers and sisters?
Sai centers and Sai brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay. Involve them in this work.
And also in their city, we can go and help them.
To feed the homeless there.
The less fortunate there. Mm. Yes.
Very bitter winter in Ottawa.
It
must be very difficult to be poor and homeless.
It is. And it is so touching when you go out and serve them, because 8 months we are in winter, that is like really, really cold. And it is not only saddening to see that the less fortunates are sitting on the road on winter like minus 20 degree, minus 25 degree. So it's for us, a learning curve for us. Swami has given us so much. And to utilize our time in the effort of appreciating whatever Swami has given us and extending it out to the less fortunates.
Well, I think there's a lot of learning involved there, and I think many of our listeners who live in so-called developed countries can take a cue from what you're doing in Ottawa with this program, We Care, We Share. If they want to learn more about it, where can they go?
They can reach us at the Sri Sathya Sai Center in Ottawa, Carlton area. Our website is srisathyasai.ca, and they can reach out to any of the coordinators, as well as the center is open 7 days a week in the evening from 7 to 9, and on Sunday we're open whole day.
Punita Patel, thank you very much for sharing this good information with Radio Sai listeners.
Thank you very much, sister.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, loving Sai Rams and greetings once again to all of you. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. And once again, a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The weather here is quite cool and pleasant. Here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the entire universe, the abode of highest peace. As part of today's segment, Service Love in Action, you heard a conversation with Mrs. Punita Patel, the president of Sai Center in Ottawa, Canada. And as you heard in the conversation, she spoke to us about a unique Seva project that is We Care and We Share. In conversation with her was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. I hope you all liked the conversation. I hope you all are inspired by the conversation. Please send us your comments, suggestions and feedback about this. And also on all the Radio Sai programs, you can as always mail us to listener@radiosai.org. With that, dear listeners, I thank Swami for giving me this opportunity to host this segment, Service Love in Action, week after week. And I conclude placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet. In a while from now, at 2:30, beg your pardon, at 12:30, Brothers Prem and Arvind will come here and you can join with them for today's afternoon satsang. I'll meet you again next Thursday. Jai Sai Ram.
Dehi Sharanam Simhavahini. Dehi Sharanam Simhavahini.
Dehi Sharanam Simhavahini.
Dehi Sharanam Asura Vinashini. Sharanam Asura Vinashini.
Sharanam Asura Vinashini.
Dehi Sharanam Bhava Bhaya Harini.
Dehi Sharanam Bhava Bhaya Harini.
Dehi Sharanam Bhava Bhaya Harini. Sanatani.
Dehi Sharanam Brahma Sanatani.
Dehi Sharanam Brahma Sanatani.
Da Thank you. Keshava, Deva Adi Deva.
Oh,